Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge, bringing you the stories of incredible women who share their knowledge and let you in on their amazing experiences, helping you to learn and grow along the way. I'm excited to introduce my special guest today because I love to talk about media, and that's my world. So her name is Yvonne Lacey, and she's the media director at 2Mill, working in performance platform marketing with B2B clients as well as her dot-com ventures, utilizing high-level analytics, which we've heard a lot of late, for optimal outcomes. Before 2Mill, Yvonne spent many years at Fox Broadcasting Company as a national media director, where she was developing, planning, and executing strategic marketing and promotional campaigns, both via traditional and new media, all to promote the Fox television network. Yvonne has tremendous experience, and she's really witnessed some vast changes in the media landscape. And what's great is she's embraced them both professionally as a media director as well as personally as a podcaster when she launched her show, Dr. Christmas, on the social network station as a part of the 50 Shows Empowering Women movement. So without any further delay, Yvonne, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, Deirdre.
Well, great. You know that I love to talk about media and all of the changes, and you certainly have, I'm sure, in your dynamic career, you have deep roots forged in media. So you've been there. You've worked at Fox Broadcasting, now at 2Mill. How is the change in the media landscape, how has that affected your career? And maybe just tell us a little bit about your journey as a media director?
Absolutely. I know that you do love to talk about media, and it really has changed so much and has affected a lot of careers, not just mine, of course, but everybody in the media industry and in the media landscape. When I first started in media, and when we talk about media, we mean all of the platforms and all of the outlets where people are getting exposed to marketing and advertising and promotion. And back in the good old days, without dating us, but when we were young, there weren't as many outlets, if you will. We had maybe, you know, three television stations that we looked at. We had our favorite radio station, and then we had our morning newspaper that dad or mom brought in, and those were pretty much it, other than driving along and seeing a sign maybe or perhaps a sign in a window. That's where we got our marketing from, and where we were exposed.
I remember
to.
Those days,
right?
Well, not to date myself, but I do.
Right?
I remember the newspapers and sitting around the TV with my family watching TV.
Yep.
And it was, you know, 6 o'clock news.
Yeah, right. And designated times for family's favorite show. Maybe everybody gathered around to see, you know, certain shows, and then you always knew it was at a certain time. It was bedtime because mom and dad were going to watch another show, and you were forced to go.
Exactly, they wanted to get rid of us.
That's right, because they were going to watch something that was probably not suitable for us.
Right.
And so that's the way it was. And so advertising, I won't say it was easy. It's never been easy, but maybe it was a little easier to hit those vehicles and those areas in order to get messages across. Nowadays, even in the last maybe 10 or 15 years, it has exploded as it expanded so much, of course, with the internet and with all of these other ways, with cable channels. There's so much out there in so many places that you can place a message. So the difference now has become strategy, and that's where the analytics comes in and all of those, the deep dives of really trying to reach the right person for your product, because you no longer have the ability to reach everybody at one time.
Yeah, it's a big challenge. I can only imagine how businesses have to relearn almost their thinking of the way that they're going to reach people. And
absolutely,
there have been some really big shifts. You know, you certainly mentioned how the internet has been exploding. and just the way people are using social media today. You know, we have promoted tweets and LinkedIn promotions. What do you think is the biggest shift in media?
The biggest shift is probably the way that we consume media. So the big word or the buzzword that you hear out there all the time in media is consumption. And, you know, how does the consumer consume, for lack of a better word, all of the media that they're taking in, whether they're an audiophile and love music or they're, you know, a television junkie and they love TV shows? The biggest difference that we've seen is that everything is personalized. So, if you will, it's sort of Netflix is a great sort of example of that. Now we are able to watch what we want when we want to. So no longer are we having to get home by, you know, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or whatever it is that you're ready to see that show on a Tuesday night. You might say, hey, okay, I can stay out a little later or I can work a little later because I am setting up my DVR to record that show or to take that show, and I'll be able to watch that whenever I want. Maybe I want to do it with the family on Saturday, or maybe I can't wait and I'm going to see it right when I get home, but I get to watch it on my time. And it's the same with books. You know, no longer do I have to wait until I, you know, that get to the library or to get to the bookstore to buy something. I can immediately buy it on my Kindle. I can download it or I can look at it on my iBooks. And that shift has caused advertisers to really understand that they better get on board and deliver, you know, very fun content, very clever. Yes. Whether it's commercials or promotions that are going to be a good experience for whoever's picking up on that feed wherever they go. So it's a highly, highly targetable audience now, and it needs to be smart because you don't want to waste your advertising dollars on people who aren't going to purchase or use or utilize your content or your product. So that's.
Do you feel that companies are putting a bigger spend in certain areas, or is it more fragmented because we see how consumers are in so many different places?
Fragmented is the key word, and that's another buzzword when people say our marketing or our media is so fragmented. I mean, we're exposed to so much. The average person, it's astounding if you look at the amount of messages that we receive from the time we wake up to the time we go to sleep, because it is fragmented. It's everywhere. Even when maybe you're not aware of it, if you're at the gas station and you're pumping up, you might look up and there's a video screen that wasn't there, you know, 5 years ago, really.
It's exhausting. Think about it.
It is exhausting.
There's so much.
We close our eyes at night. We're like, oh my gosh. And then you're exposed to all of it on the drive to work, and then may or may not realize it that you're getting it when you're listening to your audio, whether it's music or news or in the car. So companies are very aware of that, and they are spending, you know, more money in the areas such as social media, in places that they believe are more personalized and more specific for their target audience. They're spending more money on research, which is a new cost. It used to be that there were a few entities or a few big research companies that did all the research for us, for the advertising world. Now there's a lot of game players out there in the research area and developing new research, because now advertisers are getting really smart and specific about where are my advertisers' dollars going and how are they being invested back into my company. You know, how many people are actually buying my widgets of whatever I'm selling.
Right.
So it's really... Sorry.
I was just going to comment that you certainly can't get away with, you know, not doing your research today. And that is such a crucial part of wanting to move forward and being able to target and really engage with your audience.
Research was probably always done, but it's certainly done in a different way now.
Yes. No, absolutely. So I know that you've noticed this, I'm sure, and I have, that there's this big shift. It's a trend where certain players are getting into the podcasting game. So, you know, we've seen CBS announce that they were getting into podcasting with their network.
Right.
So what are the benefits to brands who target this type of media? And why are they doing it?
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, I mean, podcasting has been around quite some time. A lot of people think, oh, it's just recent, and that's not true. It's been around for a while. It's just had its infancy, and it's had its cooking time, so to speak. And now it's becoming more and more of a niche audience. And again, if I can use, you know, Netflix is going to love me today, but, you know, if I can use Netflix analogy,
it certainly will.
you can see, well, it's doing very well, even with its own creative, you know, its own programming that it's doing. But what it does is it supplies right content on demand. Well, podcasting does very much the same thing. It supplies content on demand. So if I don't have a chance to listen to my favorite talent who I love, or I don't get a chance to listen to a news story in the car, on the radio, or somewhere else where on Saturdays when I like to listen to a particular show, now I have this vehicle called podcasting where I can simply download the show and listen to it whenever I want. And the more people have been exposed to this, they're starting to realize, wow, here is a plethora of information or of entertainment that I can have on my time. And it's not in real time, it's in my time, so I can pop in and listen to the whole show all at once. I can listen to multiple shows. I can stop it and, you know, go do something that I have to do and come back and pick up right where I left off without missing a beat. I can be outside gardening and put my headphones on and listen to something. And it's portable, right? Everyone's got their smartphone with them now these days, so it's audio on demand.
Well, there certainly is, just listening to you speak, there certainly is this me in media today, and that's absolutely what companies and brands need to cater to. I'm going to turn the tables a little bit now and make this personal, because I know, you know, we're just talking about podcasting, that you recently launched your own podcast show called Dr. Christmas as a part of the 50 Shows Empowering Women. So why Dr. Christmas?
Well, Dr. Christmas is a personal love and of mine. I was born on the day. I was born on Christmas Day. And I've always cherished and loved the holiday. And a lot of people feel really, as do I, love Christmas time. Yet as I've gotten older and busier and in the media world and talking to girlfriends and talking to other people or talking to families, I've always gotten the sense of people would go, oh, it's Christmas time again. And almost this big sigh of just, oh, we've got to do this again.
Instead of that happy, it's Christmas.
Yeah, instead of that happy, joyous time, you know, and something that we could, if we could hold a piece of all year long, whether it's charitable and these warm feelings of it, it turned into a chore. And that saddened me greatly. And I thought there has to be a way to help others to get back into what the true meaning of Christmas or the Christmas spirit is for them. And a lot of it's reflecting to our childhood, which, you know, we can't always do the same things we did as a child, but it's like, how do we hang on to those memories and make it a little easier, especially for busy working women who may have, you know, families and children, and even extended families, even if they don't have their own children, and the company parties and all of those things that go on, how can I make it easier for women? And thus, I started blogging and started writing a book about it, and it's really about tips and tricks and trivia, things that we didn't know about this season and why we do what we do and why we kiss under mistletoe, or, you know, why do we have a Yule log on our table? A lot of people do things and don't really know why. You know, why do I have a tree in my living room other than, you know, we just do this every year? So that's my goal, is to make it easier for women and to accept the holiday as a warm, wonderful season and embrace it. So that was the goal.
Well, as it should be, and bringing the spirit back into Christmas and thinking about the wonderful memories and all these tips, I think that you're going to bring a lot of Yuletide and joy to many. And we're going to take a little break. On that note, I'm speaking with my special guest, Yvonne Lacey, who is media director at 2NIL. And in the next segment, Yvonne will share more about her podcasting experience and her goals for Dr. Christmas.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communications and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from interest to action, giving you a roadmap that fosters deeper engagement and forges stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at PurePerformanceCom.com. Thank you.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge, host of Women Worldwide. Welcome back to the show, where Yvonne Lacey and I were just chatting about the changing media landscape, podcasting, and the launch of her show, Dr. Christmas. So, Yvonne, Dr. Christmas has a tremendous amount of meaning to you, and in Christmas in general, has just a wonderful meaning that hopefully more people can find and not feel as stressed. So what is it about this joyous time of year or any holiday? Why do you think people get so stressed?
You know what? I think because of, and you can directly connect this right back to media, you know, media,
you said it. You said it
yourself. It was perfect, you know, the me and media. And that's what we do now. So we look at ourselves and think there's so much that I can do or that I have access to that I need to do it all. So women especially, we tend to think like, okay, I'm going to have an amazing dinner and I'm going to look like $1 million and I'm going to get the perfect present for everybody and I'm going to throw this party and we're going to have the perfect Christmas tree, and it goes on and on and on, and we forge these lists for ourselves that, quite frankly, are impossible for one person to achieve. They're just impossible. And we tend to think that all of those things are needed or necessary for a special Christmas or to have, you know, a great holiday, whether it's Valentine's Day, whether it's, you know, Cinco de Mayo, right? It's got to be perfect. We've got to throw everything in, you know, perfect invites. And it just goes on and on and on. And I like to step back a little bit and try to let people remember, what do you want to get out of this holiday? I think you said it perfectly. You know, what does this holiday mean to me, and how is it successful when I'm done? You know, does it mean spending more time with family? Does it really mean a special dinner? Does it really mean the perfect present? What is it about it that's going to make it special? And to create that environment for ourselves rather than the expectation of failing if we don't do it all.
Yeah, it almost seems very much self-imposed, what we do with our list.
Absolutely.
And perfection.
Yep.
And I think media actually makes us try to outdo what we've done before, outdo what the person next door is doing.
Right?
Bigger
and
like
better.
Lights in the houses.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And it does. I mean, you take a look at even some of the big box stores, such as, you know, Home Depot or Lowe's, where, you know, they're showing these amazing, you know, lights. Let's get the lights up. And even that's a huge undertaking. I mean, you think about putting lights up. You know, if you have somebody else do it, it's an expense. You know, if someone in the family is going to do it, it's, you know, it's sort of humorous when we think about the struggles that some people do to decorate the homes. Some people go all out, and I talk about that on my show, because that's their focus. To them, if their house isn't dressed to the nines, then it isn't a fun Christmas. But I guarantee you, they have brought that into their hearts and realized that everything else needs to be tame, you know, tamer, or it's okay if we don't do all of it, we're going to focus on this. And that's what everybody needs to do, I think, during the holiday time. They need to take a step back and realize, what is important for me to get done, and how do I sort of block all of the media that's out there and just choose selectively the one that's important for me and my family. And I think once we give ourselves permission, you know, then it becomes that amazing holiday again. You know, maybe it's charity or things that you haven't been able to do, whether it's, you know, charity or other warm things around the holiday that you thought, oh, I've always wanted to do that. Then maybe our priority list needs to shift a little bit, and we need to allow ourselves to be successful in those areas. And that's my
hope. So will Dr. Christmas help people by educating on how to shift priorities, or
Absolutely.
Is it more just the wonderful things to get back to the holiday spirit, or is it both?
It's all about that. It's both. I mean, I'm hoping that Dr. Christmas is a two-way street, because Christmas isn't about just the way I see it. It's about how we all see it, and it's about a sharing time. And so I'm hoping that, you know, with the launch of my new website, which will be at drchristmas.com, it's under construction right now.
That's awesome.
And I'm tweeting, and there's my blog at christmaskid.blogspot.com. You know, all of that is about a two-way street. I want people to tell me what's important in their holidays, and how do we share tips and tricks. And, you know, I like to say that it doesn't have to be, somebody has to be amazing at crafts. It's not Martha Stewart. That's why there's Martha Stewart, and she's really good at that, and I'm going to let her do that. Mine is more of an emotional connection along with some fun in it, bringing back the joy and really keeping it simple so that women can look and go, oh, that's a great idea. I didn't know that's something very enriching or something that's emotional to my family. That might work for me, and to want to share what they've done in the past and what they're hoping to do in the future for the next holiday season. So, you know, it's a little bit of all those mixed together is what, the way I like to look at it. And hopefully as a doctor, I can give you maybe a prescription for what ails you and what ails your Christmas. And in addition to knowing a little bit about, you know, why we do what we do with the holidays.
Well, I love that. Getting back to the joy and the emotion and the meaning, that's the best possible gift you could get for any holiday out there. So what do you think? Give some advice to women or professionals in general who maybe want to do something different, you know, whether it's a podcasting program or a new career venture, because you've done something very different. So what would you say to someone who says, I want to do something different, but I don't know where to start?
Well, absolutely, because that's sort of a scary time. I mean, I know for all of us that have been in the business a while or doing one thing for a long time, you tend to think or just think and forget that you once started there without any knowledge. You know, you had to start somewhere. And the best advice I can give for anyone out there who wants to dabble in something else or try their hand at something else, or, you know, whether it's creating a podcast or writing a book or trying a new career venture, is to do it. Really, do it, whether it's baby steps. You know, no one says you have to quit your job, walk in and go, okay, I'm done, I'm starting this new life of mine. But it's bring in small pieces at a time, you know, and setting up some time for yourself to immerse yourself in something that you really enjoy. And, you know, pretty soon the intensity of what you're doing starts shifting, and it takes on a life of its own, and you find out that you're starting to work in an area that you really, really love, and the balance starts leaning towards that, and doors start opening up, people want to talk to you. But if it's in your head, if it's stuck in your head and you keep wondering every day, you know, you're going to make yourself sick, number one, thinking about why am I doing this when I really wanted to do this. And it makes you feel really good about just starting and doing it. The best advice I can give anybody is just do it, even if it's just a little bit at a time, and take little risks. It doesn't have to be everything. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. And I'd liken to think that's what's happening with me. I took a hobby, something that was important to me, and the love of the holiday and the spirit, and heard there was a need out there for what I thought I could bring to the table. And it's just gotten life, gotten legs to it, and people are coming to me asking questions, wanting to know more, and wanting to know what's next. And nothing could feel better than that.
That's wonderful. And something tells me that when you have a real passion, and you don't think so much, when you take those small steps, it doesn't feel like work. At least what I'm getting from you is nothing about this is work or a job. It's just sheer love for what
you're
doing.
You always hear that old adage of, you know, if you do love what you do, then you never work a day in your life. And how many people have heard that and go, yeah, what does that mean? I still have to, you know, put food on the table, or I still need to pay this bill, or, all of that makes sense, and you need to balance that. But you're absolutely right, Deirdre. If you're doing something that you're passionate about, all of a sudden it doesn't feel like work. And little by little, it starts getting bigger and bigger. And the joy that in your passion that you put towards something that you really love, whatever that is where you focus your energy. And many times women go, I don't know what that is. I don't know what else I want to do. So that takes some exploring and looking at your own life and looking at how you like to play. Maybe not so much how you like to work, but what you do to play, and who do you enjoy being around or doing when you're at your most passionate. And all of a sudden it starts opening areas to explore. And I think we all need to allow ourselves as working women to explore.
Yeah, we sure do. I think that's great advice. So with everything that you've done, you know, media director to Dr. Christmas podcaster, you have so much energy. What's the inspiration? Is there somebody who inspired you along the way, a special person in your life?
You know, I've been blessed to have an amazing family, and I think it doesn't go unnoticed that you know, your parents are huge inspiration for how you turn out. And for me, my parents always gave me such a wonderful time, not only just around the holidays or around Christmas time and my birthday, but the support and love that they gave me throughout the, you know, throughout the years growing up. They allowed me to experiment, and they allowed me to figure out what is it that I want to do, and where are my hobbies and my inspirations and what really drives me. And they were always behind me. So I, you know, it sounds cliche to say your parents, you know, but your family, but I have such a love for their support, and allowing me to do what I do, that, it just goes without saying, that they are by far the ones that have inspired and mentored me, throughout my career. And I'm blessed to still have them in my life. And we spend a lot of time together, and I have a very close-knit family. So I think that's where it comes from, why I keep going.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's lovely. And I'm really close to my parents, too, so I completely relate to what you're saying. So, Yvonne, how can my listeners learn more about you and Dr. Christmas?
Well, they can, hopefully we'll have the website up and running, in the near future, and they can Google that at Dr. Christmas, and I'm also on Facebook, so you can go in and search for Dr. Christmas, and, my page will show up and follow me. I'd love to, I blog there as well. I have another blog at christmaskid.blogspot.com, and pretty soon we'll be taking all of the blog spots there and putting them into my website, so you'll have one domain and one place where you can go for all of my information. But it's christmaskid.blogspot.com for right now. That's with an X. And again, it's Dr. Christmas on Facebook, and drchristmas.com is coming soon. So I'm hoping to hear from people and get their feedback and their ideas and open that exchange.
Well, that's terrific. Yvonne, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing all of your media knowledge and your experience with your Dr. Christmas podcast, and just what you're doing to bring holiday spirit back to us with meaning. So thank you.
You bet. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure, and anytime.
Thank you. And I'd also like to thank everyone for tuning into Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge, and until we meet again for our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge, brought to you by Pure Performance Communications on the socialnetworkstation.com. You can reach Pure Performance at www.pureperformancecom.com. Women Worldwide is produced by SNI, and the opinions of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Social Network Intermedia, LLC, or the Social Network Station.